Many are wondering how to celebrate Easter this year, as most of us are confined to our homes. Here's a way to observe Christ's death and resurrection in a simple yet meaningful celebration. It's enjoyed by adults and children alike. Each aspect of this celebration is meaningful, pointing directly to Christ. I'll provide a summary in this post, but see the bottom of the page for in-depth details. To summarize, a Jesus candle is lit on Good Friday at 9 a.m., and selections from the Gospel of Mark are read periodically. At 3 p.m., the candle is extinguished. Before sundown, the candle is taken down from its candle holder, wrapped in cloth, and placed in a tomb, such as a shoebox or homemade creation. The house lights stay off from Friday night through Sunday morning. We even tape down the light switches to keep from accidentally turning them on. Friday and Saturday evenings are spent using flashlights or candles for light. One quickly realizes how much light is taken for granted. It is a powerful reminder of how salvation and its benefits can be taken for granted. Sunday morning dawns with the use of light and an empty tomb, as the candle is hidden for someone to discover. The Jesus candle then pops up in random places over the next 40 days, just as Jesus appeared to many of his followers. This new tradition has breathed life into our celebration of Easter. It has also provided some unexpected insights. Before this experience, I had never fully considered the time frame of the crucifixion and resurrection. The biblical account only takes a few minutes to read. It's rather grounding to go about my day and periodically see the candle still burning. This realization has resulted in a deeper personal appreciation of Christ's sacrifice. I also didn't expect experiencing two nights in darkness would be so revealing. Honestly, the first night is somewhat of a novelty. It's like camping in your own house. The boys have great fun with this. The second night, however, is inconvenient and somewhat irritating. I miss turning on a light and realize my limitations without it. I've come to realize that I take light for granted. Each time I reach for a light switch, it is a reminder of how lost I am without Christ and how I take him for granted. As I fumble through my closet, I realize I fumble through life without his light in my life. Darkness hinders and slows us. When we realize we are in the dark, we long for the light and the freedom it provides. Last but not least, I have celebrated the morning of Resurrection Sunday with more joy. I love the anticipation and excitement of searching for the candle, but perhaps the most meaningful and satisfying activity is removing tape from the light switches. It feels like breaking the chains of darkness. It reminds me of Psalm 107, verse 14. He brought them out of darkness, the utter darkness, and broke away their chains. Of course, there isn't much need for the house lights on Sunday morning, as there's daylight. As Revelation 22, verse 5 states, there will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. This reminds me that Resurrection Sunday is, in fact, a celebration of the past and future. Christ's resurrection broke the power of sin and death, but the resurrection is not the end of the story. Christ arose in order to one day raise each of us to glory with him. Then it will be said, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. May this Easter celebration bring you joy and hope in the midst of uncertainty. Allow the work and fulfilled promises of God to provide rest and peace for your heart and mind. Our God is victorious. Check out the end of the post for scripture readings for this Passion Week and for more details on the Jesus Candle Celebration.